Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This is NFL music, right?
Yeah. The Broncos are playing tonight.
It's a home opener, home preseason opener. Yeah.
Right. Yes. So 7 o'clock tonight, Mile High. They are saying there's a few lots down there that are opening up right around 2:30 for you diehards who want to skip out of work today.
Wow.
And get your tailgate on. But yeah, 2:30 if you want to head down. The Main Street section down there is at 4, and then all lots open at 5. And of course, RTD is saying, plan ahead, you know, because it's going to be nuts down there.
Oh, yeah.
Eat people eating their chicken wings and getting their drink on.
People are so excited for this Broncos team.
It's been a long off season.
It has.
That's what I was just telling somebody.
Yeah. You were feeling it.
I was like,
you?
Is this ever going to start?
No. Are we ever going to get football back? No.
Playing the Packers tonight, right?
Yeah.
Cheeseheads. I like them because they got cute colors. I always go based off of the colors of their uniforms and their mascots on who's going to win.
I think that's
a cute color combination. I've always found it pleasing to the eye.
It's an OG color. They haven't changed their jerseys in ever. So.
Exactly.
In ever.
Yeah. They're one of the historic teams for sure. So look at you with your cheese fandom.
Well, I do like cheese too. Brett Favre. I was digging around in the system here. I found my son. I don't know what he was, 2 or 3, but him saying, I love football.
Oh, that was last year, right?
Yeah, right.
Baby, I love football.
That's so cute.
Football. Yeah, he got that love from his mother, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he did.
I still don't have an antenna or anything at the house, so I don't even know how to watch the game tonight.
I mean, you better get on that. Like, I thought you were supposed to do that earlier this week. You didn't listen to Nick Nash?
So here's my priority list. Okay, so it starts up here, and then getting a TV antenna to watch football.
No, that should be on the top.
Yeah, because it's making the wife happy.
Exactly. Oh, she's fine.
Happy wife, happy life,
and,
right?
That went out the window years ago. She's miserable. Are you kidding me? What's your go-to football snackage if you're at home watching the foosball game tonight?
Oh, I'm a big chips and dip fan, and I like the potato chips in like a good French onion.
Ooh,
just scoop it.
Oh, do you make your own?
Scoop it. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, make your own is like a loose term because it is
Do you
sour
stir
cream,
the tub?
French onion dip. But I tell you what I do. That is a game changer in the land of dips.
Yeah?
You take that French onion and that sour cream and you put it in the Ninja for a couple swirls.
Are you kidding me?
And it gets it nice and like aerated.
Whippy.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like
it's fluffy.
It's a whipped.
You're a fluffy dip.
French onion dip.
Much
and
like you.
It is so dang good. It changes it so much. And
yeah?
It is so satisfying. Mm. And the first time I had it, I was like, why haven't I been doing this my whole life?
Yeah, you could fluff so many things in
there. You can. It's a
What's your go-to chip?
Fluffer. Just a, you know, Ruffles.
Lay's, Ruffles.
It's a Ruffles, plain, rigid. It has to have the ridges because it has to hold the dip. You
hold
know
the
I mean?
Dip.
It's a stronger chip.
Yeah.
That is my go-to.
Which is your dating profile, right? That's the title of it.
Dip me.
Come hold the dip.
It's a sports time. It's a sports report with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Okay, ladies, I'm sorry. You're probably going to be losing a lot of boyfriends today, a lot of hubbies, because today is National Fantasy Football Draft Day.
Oh, ooh. No.
It's one of the largest sports traditions in the United States every August. Millions of fans gather with friends, family, and coworkers to celebrate, get their picks. I don't participate in this. Are you shocked by it?
No, not at all.
I do want to play you this, though. It gives me an excuse to do this. They say there's about 60 million fantasy football players here in North America, with the average player participating in about 7 leagues. A lot of passionate, passionate people.
Dang,
now, I know a lot of ladies participate in this as well. Nick Nack, a few years ago, was in a fantasy football draft and league, and she won that year.
Yeah.
She won it all, and... Sure. She was never invited back.
Oh. Like, she's too good at this.
Yeah, she's really good at it. So anyway, today's the day where you get to make all your picks. And then I have this for you, too. I'm excited that Netflix has officially renewed America's Sweethearts The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders reality show
would be.
For season four. That's going to follow the 26-27 squad, and it'll arrive in 2027. It follows the candidates through auditions and training camps and roster cuts and then into the NFL season. It's become a very popular show on Netflix. I don't know why.
You don't?
I don't know why at all.
A couple of
so
reasons.
My daughter's into, you know, cheerleading and all that. And there's been a few times where, like, on family movie nights, we're flipping through Netflix, and I'm like, hey, we should start this. Because, you know, you'd be interested, I'm telling my daughter. You'd probably want to watch this, right? And Nicole's like, no. No, we're not watching this.
Jeremy, we know why you want to watch this.
No, I just want to, I'm a big, like I said the other day, I'm a big dancer. I'm really into dance.
One, two step.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm really good at dance. So they've got a really, really solid dance routine.
You got mad rhythm, bro.
Yeah, so that's basically why I'd watch that. But if you're into the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, good news. Season 4 is dropping on Netflix.
Yay. So
what else is going on?
Well, quickly, I do want to remind everybody, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but the Broncos are playing tonight. Bo Nix is expected to start. That's the exciting news. He is going to have his first start since breaking his ankle in the AFC Championship, or the game before the AFC Championship.
So. Do you have screws in that ankle?
Probably. They usually do that just to make sure there's extra strength in there.
Yeah.
So hopefully good luck to the Broncos and Bo Nix as they play tonight. But the viral video that I want to talk about that is making the rounds all over social media comes from last night's game. The New York Mets were taken on, it doesn't matter actually, but they were playing at Citi Field. And Citi Field has been the ballpark for the Mets for a while now. And apparently there is holes in the fan stadium area, the seating area, because in that hole, a raccoon's little paw is seen reaching around trying to get peanuts. And then eventually a fan bought a hot dog to put down that hole for the raccoon's
hand. Expensive treat.
It is the cutest thing I've ever seen. All you see is this little paw trying to reach around for the
That's
things.
So cute.
I think we should put it in our stories. Maybe we can get that up in a little bit because that video is the cutest thing you'll see today of people feeding
panda.
The little raccoon. Yes.
I love them so
Another
much.
Viral raccoon.
I love it.
Your attention, please.
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
Well, what's up with you, fine sir? Mile High Hype is brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms. Whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling that entire kitchen, you can find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to mountainhighappliance.com. There was a time many years ago when my wife and I would sit down and watch every damn episode of Dancing with the Stars. Lord help me.
There's a few seasons I was in that same camp.
It's still going, and the rumor mill of all the celebrities, air quotes, are starting to trickle out. This one is intriguing to me, Julia Stiles. The star of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Save the Last Dance, right?
Yeah, I could see her probably going very far in that. Because, again, she has dancing in her background. So
yes.
Yeah, that'd be a fun. I'd watch for her. I would.
Yeah, I might have to tune in because I do like her.
Yeah, same.
It's going to be season 35. Good God, man. That's a lot of dancing.
Jeez. How long have they been doing that show?
35 seasons.
Not, well, 35 seasons, but how many years? I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Because, you know, it's like two seasons a year sometimes.
So
like,
do some math there. I don't know.
That's a long time.
Who's the host now? Is that is Carlton still one of the hosts? The guy from Fresh Prince?
Is that who it is?
I have no
Started
idea.
In 2005.
There you go.
21 years.
Yeah. Now we know.
Wow.
People be mathing. Okay, so I had to pull this audio this morning because I like the show Shrinking on Apple TV. It's really good, and Harrison Ford is in it. And he's made it no secret throughout the years that he is so sick of the Indiana Jones theme song. He's made jokes like, that song follows me everywhere, you know?
Oh, no.
Well, I thought this was kind of cute because they were out promoting Shrinking on Sesame Street, which is also funny to me because if you watch that show, that is not a kid-friendly show at all. But him and some of his cast were there talking about forgiveness and bravery and sharing. And Harrison Ford shared a cookie with Cookie Monster.
Aww.
And here's what happened.
Yeah. Mm.
It's just so ridiculous.
It's like, if you want to play that song, you got to come at me a specific way, right? With the cookie.
Oh, my God. But you know what? If you watch the video, Harrison was actually getting into it.
Oh, yeah,
so.
It sounds like
he's
it.
He's turned into, like, the lovable grandpa.
He is. You know? He's 84 years old now. Yeah. So, anyway. One final thing I have for you, since I'm a big fan of the Zon, Amazon is planning to expand their Prime Air drone delivery services to nearly 500 cities by the end of the year. So, if you're ordering something light...
Yeah.
A drone will come zipping over to your house and drop it right there in your front yard, or not, like this news story.
Lindsay Austin says she ran outside to record her first Amazon drone delivery, but watched as the watched as the drone hovered over her pool and dropped the package right into the water. The mishap comes as Amazon is making a big splash, pun intended, into drone delivery, with plans to expand Prime Air to nearly 500 cities and towns by the end of this year. Amazon says millions of items under 5 pounds can be delivered by drone, sometimes in as little as 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Still working
they
on
that. They got to work on that.
Poor Lindsay with her first world problems. So, oh my God, my package went in my pool.
And why are TV news people so stupid?
Yeah. Okay.
Making a splash.
Whoops.
He didn't write it. He didn't write it.
Whoops.
He read the teleprompter and he tried to do it his best,
my
Jeremy.
God. TV news people drive me nuts.
Whoops. Ooh.
We love a few of them. What are you talking about?
I like just the end of that, too. Let's isolate that here really quick.
Ooh.
All right, what else is going on?
Fun. Okay, holy booster skirts, Batman. Have you heard about this? An organized theft ring in the metro area is using what's called a booster skirt to smuggle products out of stores at a high rate. So this is a big problem down in Douglas County here specifically. They've called them the booster skirt bandits. They're intentionally wearing these big skirts to conceal high-value stolen items. Now, this specific theft ring, they're going into cosmetic areas and stealing a bunch of makeup. And I don't know if you guys know this, but makeup is stupid expensive.
Oh,
and
I know.
It's small, so it can fit into place. You know what I mean? Like, you know can what? Put a lot of it in that skirt.
The worst thing about makeup is, like, when my wife runs out of mascara, and she's like, hey, if you're running to Target today, pick me up some mascara, and here's what I need. And she lists it off on the text, you know? I look like an idiot standing there in the mascara section. I'm oblivious. I'm like, I have no idea what any of this means.
Well, and even as somebody who buys mascara, the way that they put the print on the packaging, like, you have to stare at that stuff for
I want regular black? I want midnight black? I want black-ish? I want Noir?
There's so many options. So I get it. I can't
and
imagine.
And then I'll come home with the wrong one. She's I wanted midnight black.
I mean.
And you got dusk black.
I come home with the wrong one and I'm shopping for me, so you shouldn't feel bad, Jeremy.
God.
You shouldn't. But retail theft in Colorado is a $1.3 billion industry with a B. I know.
Ooh.
So they're really trying to crack down on this. But if you go see these videos with these booster skirts, it is wild just how apparent these people are. I mean,
so
they're not even trying
to
hide it.
What do they got under there? Like a hip pack or something that they're shoving things in?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's pockets in there. There's a lot of things strategically placed to hold these things in place. But it is almost like a hula hoop around it, too. Like, skirts are
I thought this was like a butt crack situation.
No, you probably even put a grill in there at some point.
Clinch.
You know
you got to really clinch if you want to get out with
it. You got a big skirt.
You got a trigger in there.
You got to clinch.
Aisle. Yeah, exactly. Like, so just if you see somebody in a big skirt, I don't know, but they're looking
Give
at
them a pat down.
This is something they're dealing with, especially down in Douglas County. Okay, so this is good news for everybody because we know how much everybody loves the ski and snowboard season. And Vail Resorts announcing their opening dates for ski season already. already. So this includes like Keystone, Breckenridge, Vail Mountain, Beaver Creek, Crested Butte, all those big areas. But as soon as possible in October for Keystone, that is the soonest one as when they're planning on opening. But they are laser focused on preparing the resorts to have everything ready for people to go. And I know, do you either one of you ski, snowboard?
No, I don't anymore.
I know you used to.
I used to, but then we had kids and it was so expensive and I don't want to sit on the highway all the way up to these resorts. I just don't want to do that. That is something in my life that I have zero interest in doing.
Well, when you go all the way up to these ones, it can absolutely be, you know.
Well, if you're going to Crusty Butt, I mean, you're going to have to get a place.
Yeah, you're going to have to stay the night for Crested Butte.
I bet
sure.
They're all hoping they get some snow this year, though.
I know.
Because last year they were like,
whoops.
Yes, they were. But this year is forecasted to be a lot better when it comes to
really?
The snow
Yay,
totals.
That's
so
good.
It's going to be a good
Did they
look,
consult their crystal
the
ball?
Well, no, but you know, the Farmer's Almanac.
They looked at the almanac.
Exactly.
They called Miss Cleo.
They look at all that stuff. But may I suggest Loveland? Because that's where the locals go. Just want to put that out there. Anyway, one more here because we have the DNC possibly coming back to Denver. Now, this is big news here. It's been almost 20 years since this has happened for Colorado, but we are one of three in Boston and Philadelphia. Those are the other two.
It's a big money maker
are,
for sure.
The finalist cities. Huge money
No
maker.
Matter what side of the aisle you're on, it's going to bring in a ton of revenue to the city, which is great. You
Absolutely.
Know?
So. And when that happened back in 2008, I mean, I don't remember a busier time for our area.
It's good for restaurants. It's good for small businesses. It's good for wait staff and bartenders. I mean, it's really beneficial to the economy.
And,
so.
And a big reason we can give a shout out to DIA, one of the big things is the airport. We have one of the most connected airports in the country. And then a train that goes directly downtown with 13,000 hotel rooms within walking distance of the area they're going to hold it. So that's kind of how they're trying to tout
Denver. It's going to be a huge sell, right?
It's a huge sell. A huge sell. And here's the thing. Hosting a national convention could cost between $75 million and $90 million, right? But party leaders are expecting the economic impact could exceed $400
million. See?
So that would be a huge
Wonder where all that money goes, though. Like, once it comes in, where does it go to roads and bridges and... Can we get air conditioning in all the schools?
Well, I'm sure. Exactly. And
what's it going towards?
So many people talk about that with school getting back in session.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that a lot of that could go
I'd be
for
curious.
That, which would be awesome for us. I mean, $400 million right back into our economy would be huge for Denver and the surrounding areas. So fingers crossed, a final decision on that is expected later this year. So we should know something probably around the Christmas month. Thanksgiving and Christmas is when we should know a final decision.
All right.
So
Exciting.
There you go.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so coming up on the show, set those reminders, 7:30. We're about a half an hour away from Fast Five with some more good loot to give away. A pair of tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer. That'll be coming up. And I was just looking at the forecast, 98 today, which is going to be epic, bro, for the Broncos playing tonight. It's going to be a nice night for people to get out there and do some tailgating and get your drink on and fall down and break your nose.
Oh.
Mix in a water, maybe.
Exactly.
Mix
Take
in a water.
Easy with that heat.
Yeah, easy with the meat and the beer tonight there, fellas. A lot of bro hugs this evening. And,
so many. Face
everyone's
paint.
Really excited about the Broncos starting up. So that's going on tonight in the Mile High City. Katie was talking to me off the air because we're all in this pursuit to stay youthful and young and I guess it all comes down to our hair now.
Oh, and how you part it, honestly. I don't know if you know this, guys, but when it comes to Gen Zers and millennials, there's a real big differentiating factor when it comes to what camp you lie in, right? Millennials have always said that it's a side part. So when you part your hair down the side, that is a true telltale that you are a millennial. But if you do the middle part, you're a Gen Zer. And that's how they've always been able to tell you apart, right? Well, now the Gen Zers are bringing back the side part and they're confusing everybody. But if you want to look a little younger, the one who's starting it is Olivia Rodrigo. She is making that side part cute again. And so is Zendaya, Olivia Dean, Jenna Ortega, all of them showing up with side parts.
How
so
far
side
to the
part,
side do you have to go?
It is so bad.
Almost comb over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, they feel like, right, you know, there's definitely a good boundary. You don't want to go all the way over.
I'm a fan of the side
silly.
Part.
They say
I did
that,
the side part in middle school.
Okay, so you get it. And can you side part now?
No, I don't have enough hair.
Okay.
I'm starting sorry. To try to get it to grow back, though. No, hey, it's no secret. Nicole made fun of me last night, actually. She said, you better go get hair plugs.
Oh.
That was after I made a comment about her.
Well,
and
see,
I can't talk
exactly,
about that
exactly. You asked her.
She always fires back. Like, she hits me with that missile.
But what's funny about this is it's all about nostalgia. And I'm sure you can see it in a lot of different areas of our life. Gen Zers love it. They're bringing back a lot of different
right.
90s trends. So
I'm okay with
this
it.
Is part of that. The French tip nails, the low
like
rise
those.
Jeans.
I, all love those.
I know
okay.
you guys are like,
big
yeah,
fan of
bring
those.
It back.
Those
let's
are fun.
Go. But
is that
yeah.
where you bend over and you see the whale's tail?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes.
Take me back
it
to
is.
98.
So yeah, if you see a lot more side parts out there, it's trendy. That's
all
why.
Right.
Look at me.
Oh, look at that. You look
you're
so trendy.
Like 15 minutes
side
younger.
Yay.
All right. So I briefly want to talk about this chicken thing you were at last night. Give me a quick recap because I do want to jump off and talk about something that happened there because Josh had to leave. So that is funny
oh.
to me, but give
yeah,
me a
sure.
give me a quick recap of what
yeah.
went down.
Well, we were at Elidge's, myself and Josh, last night for Chicken Fight and Burger Brawl, and it was amazing. I guess this is like the fourth year I think they've had this, and they were talking about how like the first year there wasn't a whole lot of people, and then it just kind of grew. Last night, it was like elbow to elbow, standing room only in the entire capacity of
Look
Elidge at
that.
Gardens.
People love
it
chicken.
Was so packed, and there were so many restaurants from around the Mile High City and beyond that were there to serve. Service their delicious chicken and burgers, and it was just phenomenal. I mean,
did you participate in the wing eating contest?
I did.
You did.
And how funny!
Crushed
so,
it.
How many people participated in it?
Okay,
was
so
it like a stage and everything?
There was like three heats of it.
Yeah,
and so I think it was like eight per heat. Okay. And so I was in the first heat. I was the first contestant to go out on the stage.
Yeah, as it should be.
They played my walk-up song, which was a little Justin Bieber yummy.
It was good. Nice. Yeah. It was good.
So I wanted to pick a song we played also here on Mix 100 to represent. But it's funny because I rolled in to this chicken wing eating contest and they told us to show up about 15 minutes early and we're all backstage and I'm looking around. I am one of three females in the entire thing, and there are like former linebackers back
like
there.
Like NFL, no, like these were NFL players. I'm not kidding.
Nice.
These were actual like Broncos, Jets players.
Yes,
and then some basketball players too. Like these guys were
and
big dudes,
legitimate. Guys,
and they're like 5'8 Katie
ready to eat chicken. And I was like, well, clearly I'm not going to win this thing. So at that point, I'm like, I just want to have fun, right? Because I still wanted to eat all the stuff at the festival. So that's where I was like, I don't want to make myself sick on chicken wings and then not be able to eat any of the burgers or nachos or any other stuff that they had. So my whole plan was to go out there and just kind of enjoy the chicken wings.
Good.
You know, when Josh and I had the dry run through when we had a little practice round, I stuffed three wings in my face in a minute, and I was like, that's way too much bird, you know? Like, I just...
It's hard. So how many wings?
How'd you do?
So, anyway, I was just trying to enjoy the wings, though, and I wasn't trying to go, like, super fast, but I was still keeping pace with all these people. Like, apparently, I was doing a really good job.
It was impressive. Like, just from the crowd,
how many
Katie,
did you do?
Wait, let me tell my story, Jeremy! Anyway, so, like, yeah, at the end of it, in 3 minutes, I ate 10 fat wings. That's really good,
That's
right?
really good.
And the whole thing was who could eat 20 fastest. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to eat 20. But
you were downing
gonna,
them.
But there's, like, the video of it is totally... People taking the wings and pounding them on the table to get all the meat off and then shoving it all in their mouth.
Good.
And they're like intense. And then you have me over here, like just seriously like looking at the wing and picking pieces off. But
so
I still kept pace with everybody. It
so at the end, then there was like a grand champion then?
Yes,
or
what
did they get?
So they got...
It's like a whole year supply of the restaurants.
The festivals
cool.
that they have in town.
Yes.
So the company, the dining out that had the chicken fest. They also do like rare and big eats and stuff like that. So you get a pair of tickets to all of those food festivals and then some kind of gift card and everything. And that's the thing. I didn't know there was an actual prize up for grabs and I felt
you would have tried harder?
Because, well, no, I was like one of the sponsor people. I didn't want to win. I felt like that would be a bad look. So then I was just like, I'm just going to relax and take my time.
Funny.
But it was pretty fun. Like, I've never been in a chicken wing eating competition before and it was awesome. It was like, check
it's
that
perfect
off the bucket
for you.
List.
Absolutely
yes,
perfect.
Yes, and all
for
the
you.
Pictures are on our Instagram at Jeremy Katie Josh at Mix 100 Denver if you want to go check it out and see what it was like. But I highly suggest you get in on this next year because
it was good.
So much fun and so much good food.
I think the best moment for me, though, coming in this morning and hearing about all this, and then Josh, who was slightly reluctant to go anyway, but he got out of there a little early because of a text that he got from his girlfriend, which literally made me LOL, because bless her heart, what was the text that she sent you?
Hey, it's my half birthday, and we didn't celebrate today.
Half birthday. Yeah.
So,
what? Months. How old is she?
God love her.
She's in her 30s, right?
You and don't a have half. To say,
but she's in her
and a half.
So she is in and camp half birthday?
So it's okay. Yeah. And she was on it. It's so funny. So the chicken fight thing was in Denver. So I hung out with her before because I was like, hey, she lives really close to Elitch's.
Okay.
I can just hang with her and then zip on over. So we hung out virtually the entire day before, did some fun things, grabbed lunch, walked around McGregor Square. Beautiful day. And then I had to go to the chicken fight thing, and I wanted to go with you and do a fun event and everything, and I get a text halfway through. She's like, it's my half birthday, and you didn't do anything for it.
Like, what
and
the
I was
frick?
Like,
you couldn't have brought this up earlier?
Well, she didn't even know. That's the thing. She didn't even realize. So I didn't realize
either. So you
hung
out with her, left, and then she realized and then had to text you.
Yes. And when she was like, when you're done, come back over and we're celebrating my half birthday.
So does that involve a gift or?
So that's the whole thing now. This weekend is now about her and her half birthday because I missed
oh
it,
my
Jeremy.
God, no.
Because
please
I missed it.
Please find somebody else.
No, so I love her.
This is a list of I don't think this is going to work
She is
out.
So good at celebrating others, so she deserves it. And I'm going to make this whole
Nobody
weekend about her.
Nobody deserves a half birthday. That's the dumbest thing on the planet.
What do you mean? A reason
That's the dumbest thing.
I don't
thing.
think any
it's
reason.
It's my half birthday.
Jared, it's the same girl that it's the birthday month, though. It's the same thing.
She's a birthday month
6 months ago, it was her birthday month.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then yesterday was her half birthday.
Dude,
so
be
I
thinking
went back
about
over.
Your future here, all right? And if this is the kind of future that you want.
No, Josh. You could be way worse. You take that half birthday and you embrace
that
it.
That is.
You embrace that. Celebrate the birthday. No.
I put a candle on a cookie and I sang to her.
You
I'm
better.
Not kidding.
You
I sang
better.
To her.
You put a candle on a cookie.
I put a birthday. A happy. I went and got a birthday sash on her.
Yes.
I got it.
And
all
what are you
last
doing
night.
Tonight?
And
tonight
she
we're
had
going to Putt Shack.
Exactly. Yeah, you're gonna celebrate.
We're mini golfing for her birthday.
Yeah.
She
Smart
had a
man.
Sash on.
She had a happy birthday sash.
It
said
so
birthday chin
right now.
You shouldn't be. I think it's adorable.
Look, collectively, we're still in the first
adorable,
year.
It's not adorable,
so
you guys.
I think
it's
pretty adorable.
Sad.
I think it's adorable. I think it's cute. I think
it's needy, self-centered,
no,
and
I think a lot
sad.
Of girls do this,
and immature.
It's none of those things.
Oh, my God.
And
it's
I want to
so
say,
immature.
Josh, I like that you are appeasing her. Like, you're
Heck
actually
yeah.
you're
well,
leaning into
he wants to,
it.
You know.
Yeah.
I know why.
Well, that's every reason.
He wants to cut his shack.
Why do guys
yeah.
do
so
anything?
At one point, then, is it like, it's my quarter birthday.
No, we're going to get
my,
there.
It's what? My three-quarter birthday.
We'll cross that bridge when I forget about that one, too.
Oh, my God. When does it end?
It never does.
Oh, I got a headache. Oh, my God. The amount of messages coming in right now from women, which I'm so happy about, saying, oh, my God, Josh, a half birthday.
I know.
Are you
I know.
Are you kidding me with this princess pilot that you're dating? Some of my favorite ones here. My wife, Knickknack, was listening. She goes, please tell me Josh was just making this half birthday thing up.
Sorry, Knickknack.
And I wrote back, nope, I can't even. And then she just sent back another one. And he bought her a freaking sash?
You gotta go all out. You gotta go all out. It was there with the candles. It was honestly a two for one.
Oh,
hey, you guys
God.
Are still together, though, right?
It, yeah.
That's
we're
a
still
smart
together.
Move with that
she
sash.
She just wrote back.
Here.
She just wrote back. I don't think Josh's girlfriend and I may get along, is what Nicole said.
No free flights for you.
I would like to publicly say I love my wife very much, and thank you very much for not making me celebrate half birthdays. And Josh, she's probably right. I don't know if they're going to get along, buddy. So
I'm sorry.
Lord help you. Lord help you.
Future talk.
Yeah. Speaking of stuff going on, my God, I'm looking at the list of things going on this weekend. It is going to be a busy city. I'll tell you that much.
Busy state.
A busy state. You're right, Katie. I mean, first of all, is the Broncos game tonight.
Yeah,
I mean, come
Broncos.
On. Everybody's talking about that. We got the Flock Party that's taken over the Denver Zoo.
Yeah.
Big Bounce America with the enormous inflatable attractions is going to be at the Denver Coliseum. Comic-Con is going on in Colorado Springs. We got a Larry Walker statue unveiling. And then I know you're heading out to, what, Palisade?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing, the Peach Festival?
And I forgot that it's also the Olathe Sweet Corn Festival.
Sweet Corn!
Do not miss me with the sweet corn. And I love this festival because you get to roll into the festival grounds, yeah, and they have all-you-can-eat corn on the cob, right?
Okay.
So they have, like, truckloads of corn on the cob. And then they have the world's largest slab of butter right there on the table. And
you can
go roll style, so you can roll your corn in that butter along with everyone else in that park.
Not very sanitary at all.
And then they have a whole table full of seasonings. I mean, you can pick whatever you want. Cajun, barbecue, I mean, little ranch powder, everything on this table full of seasonings. And if you're a little germaphobe like you, Jeremy, slab of butter. They also have the spray butter that you can put on your corn.
Okay, that's maybe a little
better. You know
better.
What I mean? So, like,
well,
like
I'm instantly thinking of this because I feel like at the corn festival, everybody's, you know, eating the corn on the cob. Your hands are getting into it.
Yeah.
Then people are probably licking their fingers because they got butter all over it. And then they walk back over to the world's largest slab of butter.
And then
they're grabbing all the bottles of seasoning. This sounds disgusting to me.
Oh, it's delicious. It's the best festival ever. And I forgot that it's going on at the same time as the Palisade Peach Festival. So I'll probably
what do you rub your peaches on there?
My time between the peaches.
That sounds inappropriate.
Oh, I just love the food festivals in Colorado. So
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, that is a huge difference between the two of us on this show.
I know, because you don't.
Katie dies. She will go to any food festival.
I will.
She came to me with a list of food festivals the other week, and she's like, do you want to go to all these with me? I was like, hell's to the no.
I am not
a food festival
guy.
You're
not, and you told me that. You're like, do you know me with the germs?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's just
the last place I want to be.
Are we sponsoring any food festivals
right now?
We're
not. I don't think we are.
All the food festivals except.
But here's the thing. I will go to all of them for us. So
we've got it covered.
They
gross me out. I can't talk about the
people. And I love it because I'm like, because usually the festival is highlighting one specific food.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it, because I usually love that food. I mean, I haven't been to a festival I don't like, so
it's just not for me.
Such a big fan. But hey, if you can't make it all the way over to Olathe, I wanted to point out there is the Loveland Corn Roast Festival this weekend as well.
One, huh?
How
much corn is being consumed?
What? Did you know Boulder has the Taco Fest this weekend too?
A Taco Fest too?
Settle down.
There's so many things.
I will not be at any of those.
I love it.
But I'll tell you right now, you might find me at the Big Bounce America with the inflatable bounce houses at the Denver Coliseum.
There's that too.
You might find me there.
Bouncing
all the places.
Actually, no, I'm kidding. You know how gross those are too.
You don't like that either?
I'm not a big fan of bounce houses
What
either.
About the Unicorn Festival?
What's that one?
Is that for you? The Arapahoe County Fairgrounds tomorrow and Sunday. So that's going to have unicorns, mermaids, fairies, princesses, food trucks, and face painters. There you go. There's Jeremy's festival. Foam parties, slides, obstacle courses, and unicorn rescue derbies. Yes!
I don't mean to sound like a crotchety SOB, but come on. I cannot be alone in this.
Monster Day?
I can't be alone in camp, no festivals.
Monster Day's family friendly. All things monster in downtown Greeley. Is that blowing your skirt up? No?
Have fun, everybody.
Yay!
Enjoy all the incredible activities this weekend in the Mile High City and beyond.
Fast Five!
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We're going fast without one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is time. Nailed it. 7:30. Let's have some fun with this silly little game that we call Fast Five that we play at 7:30 each and every weekday. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you want to play, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll get you in the studios to play the FF. We'll get you on the line. We'll find out what you're doing this weekend, because we love living vicariously through you. And then I'll toss you a category. Start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. Would love it if we had some newbies on the line today, people who have never played before. Give us a jingle jangle, 303-691-1649. 1649. Katie, examples, por favor.
Yeah, we've had things asked like, quick, name five brands of tires in 10 seconds or less, or five kinds of sweeteners. Sweeten things up. Yesterday, the one that won it, you had to ask this like 25 times. It was Daniela and businesses that start with the W.
Remember?
Yes.
That was a good one.
But we finally got a winner.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Was it W or V?
It was W, right?
I think it was
or V.
V. Doesn't matter. That was yesterday. Get your time machine.
It was Volkswagen. You're right. Verizon, Volkswagen, Volvo.
That's okay.
The V.
I got you, girl. I got you. I want to play 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. What are we playing for today?
Okay, so this one I know I'm right about because it is awesome. Tomorrow night at the junkyard, you're going to be in the building for 5 seconds of summer taking the stage. So a heck of a concert, and that's what you're winning if you can win Fast Five today.
And the bonus prize today.
Good luck. That's right, a $50 gift card to Safeway. We've got some stuff.
It's a fresh Friday win day on Mix 100 with a $50 gift card to Safeway. Safeway has the brands you trust. Love the value. Shop now at Safeway.com or in the Safeway app. Want to play? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Listen, if you guys get placed on hold, do not hang up. And it looks like Michaela made it through. Hi, Michaela.
Hey there.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Impress us with your weekend plans. What are you doing?
Just hanging out with the three kids after a long week at school.
Oh, yeah. Anything fun on deck?
We're going to hit the pool. We're trying to soak up summer still.
Yeah, there you go. You got to do it now before they let all the dogs in there and it gets all nasty before they shut them down, right?
That's right. They do that, huh?
Yeah. So gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they like to have the water splashies too, you know?
You want to give your kids a shout out?
I sure do. Ella, William, Owen, love you so much.
Oh, we love you too, kids. Yeah, fast five! All right, I got a movie one for you, Michaela. No sequels, okay? And no cheating.
Oh,
okay. I know. This one came in from a listener. Which one was that one?
My littlest one.
Yeah, spouting off back there. Hi! Okay, so in 10 seconds, I need you to give me five movies with any sort of transportation in the title. Go.
Girl on a train, snakes on a plane.
Yes, yes. Hurry. Hurry. One of my favorites of all times. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Oh,
that was
yes.
so good. I knew I was not going to be good at this, but my kids beg me every day to call in.
Your kids are going to be mad because you could have just said Cars, which is a very famous Disney movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Michaela, it was nice talking to you. You guys have a super dupes weekend, alrighty?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. We love you.
Kisses
Bye-bye.
To you.
Bye.
Bye. The kids. Bye.
Cute.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Impress us.
My toddler's getting older, so we're switching car seats and cleaning out the car and getting ready for big boy seats.
Isn't that the best feeling?
It is, actually.
So you're getting into like a booster then?
Yeah, he's going into a booster, my last one.
And then it feels so good when you don't have to have the booster in there anymore, you know?
Yeah, we're away from that, but you're right. It does feel so good. Yeah.
One of my most favorite moments, and I've talked about this on the air, one of the best moments with having kids is when they can finally open their door by themselves, get in, and buckle their own damn seatbelt.
It's huge, isn't it?
It is so big, Danielle. You're like, yes,
the
I don't
sound
have to do that.
Out when he said that.
Oh, it's so good.
He's my fourth one, so I'm ready to never buckle a seatbelt that's not my own again.
There you go. That's pretty darn funny. Very
things
funny.
Parents dream about. It's amazing.
All right, let's give you your Fast Five category. Now, this is traditionally, you can't just be making things up, but traditionally, I need a list of characters that are
Hold on, it cut out for a second. Okay. A list of what? I'm so sorry.
A list of any kind of fictional character that is known for wearing a crown. Go.
Fictional character known. Sophia the First, Cinderella.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Elena of Avalor, Scary Lady.
Huh? What's
Maleficent?
The scary lady? Well, time's up. What's the scary lady? I don't know that one.
Maleficent.
Yeah, you got four, I think. We'd have to look a couple of those up, but Give me a Princess Peach or a King Candy as well.
I know. Oh,
King Candy. From
we were just watching that movie this morning.
Oh, King Candy.
I love that movie. Danielle, you got four, I think. Thank you so much for calling in with the kiddos. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
How do you pronounce your name? Sonal?
Yes, it's Sonal.
Hi, bye. Sonal. Get off your speakerphone. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm driving my car. So
all right, try to get off your speakerphone. Are you there? Oh, I think he hung up. All right, guys.
No.
It's all right. Call back, buddy. Always get off your speakerphone and Bluetooth, you guys, because then that'll happen. You accidentally hang up. And we can't hear you. I need to hear you to play Fast Five. Hi, Kelly.
JKJ.
Oh, God. It's this Kelly. What? You already called once this week.
That was for something else.
You've met your call quota for the week, Kelly. I can only stand
all
so
right.
much of you.
Friday, Kelly.
He can take it. He can take it. Kelly,
it's
you know I love you, buddy.
So much love.
Can you hear us, Kelly?
So
I feel like our phone connection sucks too.
Nah, it must be you. I'm good all day.
See, you just switched off your speakerphone Bluetooth, didn't you?
I don't have Bluetooth.
You're a liar. All right, Kelly, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I got a quarter birthday to go to, an eighth birthday to go
to. No, you don't. Now you can really never call again. Never again.
I had to pick on Josh a little bit, you know. Just can't let that ride all the way.
The entire Denver Metro is picking on him this morning.
Quarter
absolutely.
Birthday.
All right, Kelly, let's do some Fast Five with you, you goofball. In 10 seconds, give me five fictional characters that are ghosts. Go!
Casper.
Yep. And that's it.
Slimy. I'm the Ghostbusters. Yep. You got me.
Yeah. Yeah. Slimer from the Ghostbusters, right?
Slimy.
Slimy. Kelly, it was nice talking to you. You have a great weekend.
Right on, JKJ.
Later, buddy. We got Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
You're going on, dude. How are you?
I'm awesome. Just drop my kids off at school.
Well, you're full of yourself, aren't you?
It's all right to know you're awesome, Mark. Yeah, preach.
I'm awesome. Jeez. Mark, what makes you so awesome? I got to know.
I don't know. That's what my daughter just says.
Aww.
That's adorable.
We just got goosebumps.
She loves her daddy.
So cute. What's your daughter's name? Give her a shout out.
Dia.
Cute. Super cute. What are you guys doing this weekend? Anything good?
Well, they're going to their mom's, and I'm going to go rock climbing.
Oh, very nice. That sounds fun. Is that the one where you yell, belay on? Is that what you do?
I whisper it, but sure.
Yeah.
Belay on! All right, my friend, another one that came in from the listeners. There's a little bit of a theme going on here this morning. In 10 seconds, I need a list of five fictional characters that use magic. Go!
Gandalf, yep. Dumbledore, sure. Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, Hermione Granger.
Oh. Shoot,
I see
son.
What you did there. Shoot, son.
Mark!
Your daughter's going to think you're super awesome now, buddy. Really good.
Does that all count?
Well, you know, it doesn't count yet. It's not official. It's not official.
I got to say, are you going to play the Winnie Wayne song?
Yeah, you got to say it. But you got to say my name first. Say my name, Mark. Say Jeremy, play the Winnie Wayne song.
Jeremy, will you play the Winnie Wayne song?
Yeah!
With pleasure.
Awesome, Mark. Woo-hoo! Bring it in home with the W.
Woo-woo.
Win on. Mark.
Good job, Mark.
You're a legend today in the Mile High City. I'm going to put you on hold, buddy. We're going to tell you about your epic prize pack, and you have a killer weekend, dude.
Thank you so much.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah. TGIF. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh, live and local at a Lone Tree. All right, so we've got the band Camino coming in here on Monday for a little in-studio performance. Who's our latest winner who's going to join us, Josh?
Sarah from Greeley, and she is pumped.
Oh, she sounds delightful.
Yeah.
All Sarahs are delightful. If you'd like that second chance to try to win some tickets to come hang out here in the Mix Studios on Monday, head on over to mix100.com. Coming up at 8:20, I'm trying to decide if I want to switch gears for 8:20 today.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
what's
maybe
your plan?
Go back to Josh's goofy girlfriend with her half birthday. Because so many people were fired up about that. And I almost just want to take some calls from people who are pro half birthday or anti half birthday. I'm thinking about it. Because the text line blew up with
it
that.
It did.
They were fired up.
I am defending your girlfriend because I am pro half birthday. I am.
Yeah, but you're like an attention.
Shut up. That's not it.
Attention
my
word.
My best
I don't
friend
say.
Growing up, her birthday was 6 months after mine. So mine was mine's April 13th. Yeah. Hers is October 13th. So we would celebrate like that and call it our half birthdays. Yeah. And so then my kids started doing it. And I just thought it was something everybody did. So when you said you had to, I was like, oh, yeah, the half birthday. You better go celebrate, Josh.
Yeah. I'm thinking about maybe doing that at 8:20. People fired up about this. We'll see. We're going to flesh it out. Text us if you want to. If you think that's going to be good at 8:20 today, 303-691-1649. If you want to voice your opinion about the half birthday,
we'll discuss.
I'd be happy to put you on the air. really quick, I've lost my keys. I'd like to put this out there to the Mile High City. I've lost my keys, and it's got like this Ariat leather keychain on it. It's really cool. It's one of my favorite keychains. It says Ariat on it. It's real leather. Uh-huh. It smells like leather. I lost my keys about 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
what
no.
What have you
and
been
I
doing?
I have no idea. I can't get into anything.
What keys did
there's,
you
use? Well, there's house keys on there. There's my mailbox key. I can't get my mail. there's some other various keys that I have on there to, like, some safes and stuff.
This is so not like you.
These are the serious
keys. I mean,
keys.
I got keys. It's like it's a wad of keys that I carry with me. I look like a sanitation engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like janitorial staff. If anyone has found my keys, I'd like them back.
What have
it's
you been
so
doing?
So concerning. Using Nicole's keys, and that's really annoying because, like, if I need to get down to the mailbox or something, I've got to wait till she comes home and then I can use her key to get in the mailbox. Yeah. So things are bad right now for me.
I am so obsessive about my keys. Like, when I go to bed at night.
Me
my
too!
Key, like, they have to be in my purse. My purse is in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And they, like, sometimes I'll get up in the middle of the night panicked
to make
about
sure,
my
right?
keys.
Yeah.
And I will go directly to my purse to make sure they're in there.
Yeah.
So you just gave me, like, so much anxiety.
Mine go on a special hook.
Your keys!
Every night there's the hook for my keys, for Knick Knack's keys. There's some keys on there for, like, gates and stuff at the house.
So how are you driving?
There's keys for my son's car there. I have my car key. So this is what sometimes when I go into the gym, I don't want to bring my wad of keys, right?
Yeah.
So I click off my car key, put it in my pocket, because you don't need the key to start the car, right? So it's just the fob. And I've got that. So that's, thank God, I have that, because I only have one.
Because that's the expensive key to fix.
Yes.
To replace.
It's $600. So no idea, you guys. And it's a horrible feeling. It's a really bad feeling not to know where your keys are.
I would be like up at night. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
I'm constantly thinking about where my keys are. I got to ask you, was your dad, maybe it's a different time, because I have a few keys on there, but I've definitely pared down.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't have that many, because you don't need that many anymore. Growing up, my dad had a wad of keys on his keychain.
Yeah.
He probably had 75 keys on there.
Because
you know?
You were important, right?
He had so, like, what did all these go to?
Yeah, the
and
more keys you had,
nobody
the more
knows, right?
Important you were. I like to have a lot of keychains just because it's hard for me to find it in my purse. Like, just grabbing it. Because that's the thing. I don't, like, look through my purse. I'm just feeling to try and find my keys. Yeah. So now I have a big, fat chicken wing keychain, and that helps out
a lot.
Is it
actually a chicken wing?
It's the size of a chicken wing, too. It's, like, this big, and it's easy to go in there and grab and find. But you'll see my keychain is pretty massive. But I also have the hook to where my car key and my house key separate, because when I go on walks, I don't need the whole chicken wing and everything.
You
I
don't.
Just need my house keys. So I take them off a lot. And so this is a fear of mine, to lose my keys.
No idea where they're at.
Such a fear.
3 weeks.
And you've looked everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Probably 20 times.
And it's frustrating because, you go back to the same drawer 15 times. You check that hook that I hang them on every night, you know. Nope, still not there. They didn't magically walk back up the wall and hang themselves up.
No.
So anyway, Again, area keychain. Yeah. If anybody finds it anywhere, please reach out to me.
Side note, you are hanging your keys by your door still?
Well, yeah.
Right? Is that what I just heard?
Well, it's near, like, the garage door.
He locks his doors. No, it's okay.
No. If somebody breaks into your house, that's the first thing they do is they take your keys. Now they have your cars. Now they have a way into your house. Like, no, don't do that. You keep it way far away from your door. Don't put your keys
well,
by
that
your
is
doors.
Ridiculous.
No, it's not. That's like searching
that sounds
right
inconvenient.
No, no,
honestly, but I don't have to worry about it right now because my keys are probably laying in Park Meadows parking lot or something. They ain't getting nothing from me, Katie. I don't have to worry about that at all.
Okay, never mind.
Leather Ariat keychain. It smells like leather. Wad of keys. Reach out. Jeremy@mix100.com if you wouldn't mind emailing me. Thank you. Well, Josh has been dating Princess Pilot, this new girl, for how long now, buddy?
It's like 9 months, right?
Yeah.
About 9 months?
Coming up on a year-ish.
This is a kind of a record
big
for
deal.
You. This is, I've known Josh for a long time. What are we going on now, man? 6, 7 years?
Keeps sucking me
seven,
back in. Six, seven. Yeah.
And that's
time.
Generally how many girls he goes through every week. 6, 7. So.
Well, come on.
Oh, Katie.
Okay,
he's not too
mind.
Wrong, actually.
He's trying to defend him.
Not too wrong.
Josh is a playa. Anyway, I've met this Princess Pilot a few times, and each time I meet her, I just start getting different vibes from her each and every time. And then I heard this thing this morning about what she did to you yesterday. You want to explain what happened?
Yeah, it was just interesting to me because I was at the chicken fight thing yesterday with Katie, and in the middle of that, I got a text message, and it was kind of like a sad, upset text message, and it was her realizing that yesterday was her half birthday, and we didn't do anything for it, and it was almost on me for not remembering that it was her half birthday.
Can't even hide your disgust, Jared.
I know.
I'm sorry. Did I out loud?
And so I ended up having to kind of cut my time with Katie last night shorter,
right?
Because in the moments of texting back and forth with her, we created a plan to go kind of celebrate her half birthday. With some mini putt-putt and some cookies that she likes and some candles and a birthday sash. And
hold up.
The sash is funny.
A half birthday sash.
Oddly enough,
This is why I started calling her Princess Pilot, because she needs to be treated like a princess.
And she does. She deserves to be treated like a princess.
When does she get out of middle school today? What time do you have to pick her up?
I got to go pick her up at 3:15. No.
She's in her 30s, dude.
She is. And so she's 30 so and a half. And it's
30 and a half.
You know.
It's my half birthdays.
She's not even
in her 20s.
No, but
she's got a 3.
This is the thing. Some people, it's a huge deal. And we have gotten texts from both sides.
Oh, God. It's so dumb. This is okay. I feel like I'm going to hurt some feelings here.
Tread lightly.
Incredibly immature. It's to me, it screams immaturity and self-centeredness. So why am I not doing it?
But I think that's what it says.
I think it's immature and it's very self-centered to say, it's my half birthday. Everybody make this day all about me. Now I need 2 birthdays.
Yay. I mean, it.
I think
it's incredibly silly too, but I also think it's something that I will say a lot of women enjoy. A lot of women do this. I mean, this is not the first time, because who doesn't like to be celebrated?
Once a year, it's special once a year. Once you start doing it twice a year, it's not special. When do we stop? When's your quarter birthday, my half birthday, my 3/4 birthday, my real birthday, my birthday month?
Well,
it's
the birthday,
my birthday
month,
year.
Okay, the birthday month is real. She is.
I mean,
yeah.
It's come on. Step back and look at this from 50,000 feet. It's stupid.
We're not getting. She poor girl. She is not getting a lot of
poor princess. Listen, I know people are texting like crazy. Call us. Try to defend this. Am I way off? And Princess Pilot is onto something. I want to talk to you. It's a fun Friday show. And I'm sorry I called you immature. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Phone lines are open. Call. Get in my kitchen. Defend this.
Can anybody defend it?
Can you defend the half birthday?
Yes.
My wife texted in and she said, oh my God, please tell me this half birthday thing is made up. Did Josh make this up? And no, he didn't. And then she wrote in again and said, oh, my God, he bought her a sash.
See, and here's. just my, in my world, I'm just thinking, like, if you want to give something a label as far as we're going to hang out and celebrate something, I'm fine with that. If you're, you know, enjoying each other's company, and if in that, you know, realm, you're talking about how 6 months from now is your real birthday, I don't mind it, I guess, is what I'm saying. God, maybe it's because I've had, you know, a little Gen Z-er, and I've had to raise her, and so I've dealt with this, like, her whole life. Up.
You know, you know what's funny even more to me is that it's not Josh going to Princess Pilot and saying, hey, it's your half birthday. It's kind of a cutesy thing, right, for a boyfriend to acknowledge that and be like, hey, let's go out. It's your half birthday, you know, kind of in a silly, fun way. It's her.
Yeah.
It's self-proclamation, right?
Well, clearly she's
it's
done
my
this...
half birthday.
Yeah, this has been a thing. Clearly this has been a thing. But
phones are blowing up. I want to talk to you guys. I got to play a quick song. We're going to be back in about 3 minutes and 30 seconds, but please sound off. I want to hear your opinion. Am I way off base and Princess Pilot is onto something? We're
going to
try to zip through these people because I just want to take like a quick like poll on all this, okay? So when you call in, let's be quick. Just say half yes, half no. And if you want to give a quick explanation, are you for the half birthday or against the half birthday? And I love the guy who went off about sashes just a minute ago on our text line. That, oh my God, she needed a sash.
Got some problems with sashes, apparently.
Let's get your thoughts. 303-691-1649. Juliet, welcome to the show. Are you for or against the half birthday?
Against it.
Thank you very much. Really quick, you want to tell us why?
It's silly. I've never heard of that. Even being a girl, and I'm 28, never heard of that. Never heard of anybody I've known that does stuff like that. I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
So does he know if this comes from, like, her childhood? Like, did her parents do this for her? Or was this something that started when she became an adult?
You know what? I think it's like a tradition thing. I think it is. It was made a big deal as a child, so now it's made a big deal as an adult, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Juliet, we have you down for no, it's silly. Thank you for being the voice of reason. Kevin!
Hey, well, I'm definitely against it. I think it's ridiculous, but I have a slightly different take on it.
Okay.
So my birthday is in January, in the middle of January, and it's the worst possible time to have a birthday. So about 20 years ago, I was thinking, man, I freaking hate my birthday, January 19th.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, you're a grown-ass man. You can celebrate your birthday whenever you want.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I changed it to June 19th and called it Kevin Fest.
See?
Did you get yourself a sash?
It's not every year.
Okay.
I like to say Kevin Fest is an annual event that takes place every 4 to 6 years.
Funny. And, but in general, you're in camp, no.
No, it's freaking ridiculous.
It's freaking ridiculous. Kevin, thank you very much for your vote. Judy, what's your vote for the half birthday?
I'm against the way that she is doing it, but not against the actual just giving yourself joy.
Okay, so yes on giving yourself joy. Thank you. I put you in camp yes. Here is Brian. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Half birthday, yes or no?
Oh, definitely no. I agree with you. So it's like, when will it end?
I know, buddy.
Three-quarter birthday, you know, half birthday, you know, three-quarter, whatever. Just like, when will it end? It won't.
If it's my January birthday. It's my February birthday. It's my March birthday. You know, you're right. It will never end, Brian.
When I was born on this day and this month, we're going to celebrate that day every month.
Right. I was born on the 21st. Everything 21 is about me. Brian, I have your vote. Thank you so much. Martha, welcome to the show. Half birthday, yes or no?
Yes, and it's literally because my daughter is born in December, and you can't really throw a birthday party in December.
Yeah.
So we do a private party for ourselves.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
In December, and then a public one for her friends and everybody in June.
Was she born on Christmas?
Why is it a bad thing to say things? There's literally like National Donut Day, National Pencil Day. Why can't we just celebrate a birthday?
Because I don't have to put a sash on when it's Donut Day.
Preach, Martha.
303-691-1649. Martha, we appreciate your vote. Here is Peggy. Peggy, yes or no on the half birthday?
Well, I'm kind of half and half, and I think
you
got to
pick a side, Peggy.
Limit. Well, the way she's doing it, I would say no, because when my kids were little, I never heard of a half birthday, but grandma was never able to see the kids until summer, and they were born in the winter. So every summer when she saw them, she would celebrate their half birthday and make a cake.
That's a little different than a girlfriend proclaiming,
yeah,
this is my half birthday, give me a sash,
and I think
put a candle in a cookie.
You hit the nail on the head when they were little. When they were little, as kiddos. Yeah,
I'm going to put her in yes, though, because I feel like she was a yes. All right, thank you, Peggy. I'm going to do... We can squeeze two more in on our little poll here. Dean, for the half birthday or against it?
Completely against it. That's lame.
Thank you for your vote,
thanks,
sir.
Dean.
Thank you for summing it up. Fantastic. Here is Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi. Okay, Dean, I'm yes, and this is actually Princess Pilot. Jeremy.
Oh, yes.
So
no,
I just wanted to say, I don't think it's ridiculous to want a sash and celebrate my half birthday and have one thing made out of pine like you get on a half birthday. So, Josh, if you think we're going to do that special stuff in the bedroom on your birthday, you have another thing coming. And I'm no longer going to rent out the Regal Theater for you so we can have a special screening of Biodome starring Pauly Shore.
I knew that's what you were going to do.
And we will leave it there. The consensus is no, don't ever do it. Sports. Really quick, ladies, if you're looking for your husbands and your boyfriends, I guess today is like National Fantasy Football Draft Day. It's where all the guys get together and make their picks and try to avoid their wives and girlfriends for many, many hours.
Yeah,
yeah, forever,
once
hopefully.
It starts.
Here's your fun song. Yeah, you're right, Buck. Till December.
Oh, yeah. They're, you can say goodbye
and then
to your
some.
Significant others. Yeah.
Fist bump, dudes. Good for you guys. What else is going on, Josh?
Peace and quiet. We got to talk about what the frick happened in Tennessee last night. A 16-year-old girl stormed the field of a middle school football game and absolutely clocks a player down there. I don't know why. I've looked everywhere to see if, like, a scuffle happened and it was her brother or something. I can't figure out what happened. It was right after the opposing team scored a touchdown, and they were following the next play. And she comes out of the stands and just flatlines this person, like clotheslines, destroys this little kid. And then after the kid tries to get up, she pushes him down again. So then the coaches run on the field, and the referees stop the game, and she gets escorted off. The police were called, and she is now being arrested on assault and disorderly conduct
Holy
charges.
Holy cow.
Now, this is a big deal. Like, she is a 16-year-old girl kind of ruining her life here.
She hopped up on something?
I don't know. Her parents were at the
Gummy
game,
bears?
Too.
She's so like, what'd you say about my mama?
Her parents bailed her out. She's not in jail anymore. But what the heck happened? She destroys this dude. Like, this poor little 8th grader has no idea what's coming. Don't worry. No injuries are reported. He was in full football pad. So, again,
okay.
I don't know why she's
like, bring it. Bring it. She laid him out.
What? I mean, just his pride getting
really
laid
did.
Out by a girl. But,
that's
I mean, the
funny.
Tackling form, honestly, was superb.
Pretty like, solid.
She crushed it.
Suit her up.
Let's get her on the coaching
exactly.
staff immediately.
Something,
get her on
man.
The team. Are you kidding me?
And hire.
Can I have your attention, please?
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
Well, there was a time where I sat down with Sweet Knick Knack, my wife, and we watched every damn season of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't in a while, but I might be back because I know she's a fan, and I'm a fan, too, of Julia Stiles. And they're saying that she's going to be a part of season 35. The whole rumor mill is going right now for the so-called celebrities that are going to be on Dancing with the Stars. But I know 10 Things I Hate About You is one of Knick Knack's most favorite movies. And Save the Last Dance is one of mine. So.
Yeah.
Julia Stiles, maybe on the 35th season of Dancing with the Stars. I think there are 35.
That'd be good.
Coming out September 15th. So that's kind of fun.
Really exciting, actually. I love her. Yeah.
All right. There is a story about Harrison Ford out this morning. And I'm always found this funny that he's made it no secret that he is sick of the Indiana Jones song. He's made jokes about that stupid song is following me everywhere I go. But he was recently on Sesame Street, and I was tuning in. with the entire cast of Shrinking, which is one of my favorite TV shows. Which, side note, Shrinking is not a kids show, so I'm surprised they had the whole cast on Sesame Street. Anyway, he's making the rounds on the socials today because Harrison Ford shared a cookie with Cookie Monster, and you want to hear what happened?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you, if you see the video, like, he actually gets really into it. So it is like the cute factor of like 8.7 on that. And why does the beginning of that sound like every time I have to listen to Katie eat?
Yeah. Ew, stop it. I'm way cuter when I eat. I do that, though. There may be a little bit of that, though.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, boosted skirts. They're a problem for police, apparently. Do you know what these are? Boosted skirts. Mm-mm. So apparently folks are going into retail establishments with skirts that are pretty big and then stealing things by putting them underneath them. So the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, they are dealing with this specifically, and they've called them the boosted skirt bandits.
Like, how big are we talking? So can you walk out with a Mini Cooper?
You can see, well, no, but you may be able to hide a Traeger under there depending on the circumference of your skirt. But again, think of like a hula hoop around somebody's skirt on the bottom where it's close to the floor, and then that coming all the way up to somebody's waist. I mean, that's a good amount of surface area to be able to put things in there. And they've got pockets and all kinds of things that strategically hold those things in place too. So if you were just looking at somebody with one of these skirts, you wouldn't know that there's like thousands of dollars worth of merchandise in
cookies
there.
Under
so,
there.
So, well, yeah, here's the thing. Walgreens specifically being targeted because of the makeup. Makeup is expensive, especially if you buy it at Walgreens. And they honestly are really having to crack down on that specifically. They say retail theft in Colorado is a $1.3 billion industry with a B, guys. So not only will they have these skirts, but they'll have a lookout person. So they'll have a person and take the item and conceal it and get out of the store as somebody else is completely taking the attention away from them. So they are being a distraction. And so this is a whole theft ring. Organized theft ring in the metro area. I don't think you realize, though, like when they do, like they're like, hey, we've got a spill over here. Can you come help me do this? Like they are very, very versed
that's
in
not
these
as fun
kind
as
of things.
Booga, booga.
It's not. And it is very effective and they're getting people's, you know, I mean, yeah. It's really causing a problem. So that's what they're saying.
Well, I'm glad you told me that there's pockets. But yeah. There's pockets under there? Because I thought for sure they were shoving mascara in their butt cracks.
Oh, like, no.
Clinch.
Jeremy.
Clinching. And
way
know what they
make
sound
weird.
Like when they clinch.
What do they do?
You ever had mascara in your butt?
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yes, can you do it? That is the big question. Gina made her way in. Hi, Gina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how do you do? Tell us.
I'm good.
Are you good? Well, tell us all about yourself, Gina.
I am a single mom. I got my daughter, Dylan, and we're just loving the radio station, hoping to win some tickets or something to fill the last few days of summer.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you for working so hard and being a good mom. Do you have a job? Or do you, how do you get a paycheck?
Yeah, no, I definitely have a job.
Yeah.
I'm a headhunter, so I do recruiting.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Can you get Katie a job? We've been trying to get her out of here.
I don't know. Irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gina.
Josh and I are over
that,
it.
Guys?
Josh and I want her out of here.
Uh-oh. I don't know if you guys could hold down the fort without her.
Thank
I don't know.
You. Yeah. They love
if,
me.
If
Gina.
I were to put if somebody were to call me and ask for a recommendation, the only thing I'd say about Katie is difficult to work with.
No, you would say she brings snacks because I do.
Oh yeah.
No,
yeah,
she's
you need a snack.
No, Gina. She smells like snacks.
No, I do. Well, maybe maybe I do a little, but it's good smell. Like I smell like vanilla.
Oh, God. All right, Gina, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to, well, old Stinky Snacks over there because she made up the rules. So, Katie, get out of here. Go in the next room.
No, first, I just want to say, Gina, I know how hard it is being a single mom, so I hope you win and get this prize. Yay, good luck.
I appreciate you.
Of course.
Because she can't hold down a man because she smells like snacks, Gina, and she's difficult. She's difficult to be with. Yeah. Right, Josh?
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one.
What a wuss. All right, Gina, she goes into the next room where she can't hear anything, and I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. We'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. So let's go ahead and give you your first question. Tell me, what pizza company had an annoying mascot called the Noid?
The Noid. Little Caesars?
Little C. Pizza. Here's your second question. What Netflix show gave us the character named Crazy Eyes?
Oh, my God. Stranger Things? This is terrible.
Yeah, so far not so good.
Yeah.
Here is your third question, Gina. One in 10 people born in Europe are conceived on beds made by which famous home furniture brand?
Furniture brand.
We've got one here in Colorado.
IKEA?
Put you down for IKEA. Now you're thinking about everybody getting freaky on an IKEA bed, aren't you?
Weird.
Yeah, I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. Yeah. You have children in the car.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrible.
Please tell me. Nintendo released this portable handheld gaming console in 1989, changing video game history.
Nintendo.
Are you sure you want to make that your answer?
Nintendo Switch.
Switch. And your final question, the inventor of the chocolate chip cookie is credited to what food company?
Nestle?
All right, we'll bring Stinky Lady back in here.
That didn't sound very good.
I know, right?
Right.
She loves us. Hi, Katie. Hi. We were just talking about how great you are.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Are you ready to play Katie Crush?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, Lord help us. Katie, what pizza company had an annoying little mascot called the Noid?
Was that Domino's?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wasn't it like Remember the Noid? He had like antennas and stuff. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Gina, you said Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
Oh, ouch.
That was Caesar, right?
Yeah, it's Caesar. It's the Little Caesar.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah. You know what his name was.
Katie, what Netflix show gave us the character named Crazy Eyes?
Oh, the prison one. Orange is the New Black, right? Yes.
Yeah. Gina, you said Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
Katie knows this one because she's been in jail. Did you know that?
That's her homie.
That's her homie.
Little crazy eyes.
Katie, and I'm not even making the jail thing up. All right, Katie, 1 in 10 people born in Europe are conceived on beds made by which famous home furniture brand?
What?
Lights.
Do they have an American furniture warehouse in London?
I almost said that.
Gina nailed it, though. Nailed it. Get it? IKEA.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I feel like the IKEA furniture really wouldn't hold up, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just come apart. Katie, Nintendo released a portable handheld gaming console back in 89, changing video game history forever.
Is it a Game Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, the old Game Boy.
It can't be that old.
And, Gina said the Switch.
Oh.
Sad day for
Gina. Yeah, I was like, I didn't think it was that old.
Yeah, the Game Boy was its grandpa.
Yeah, really old. All right, Katie, the inventor of the chocolate chip cookie is credited to what food company?
The Keebler Elves?
Keebler? No.
No.
Gina, you got it right with Nestle Toll House.
How I'm doing here, though.
Her name was Ruth something, I think. Little Ruth.
Ruth makes cookies.
Okay, so Katie, you got three. Uh-oh. Gina, you got two.
But you're in a good mood, right, Jer?
Oh, no.
No, I don't think you tied.
You're having fun today.
It doesn't matter. I am in a good mood, and you're a hardworking mom, so I'm going to give you the prize anyway.
Yay!
Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
I love when he does that, Gina.
Yay!
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
Go take your kiddo out to a movie on us.
Yeah, we need something to do.
Yeah. Go enjoy that snack pass, girl. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're
we love you. Have a great day.
Have fun at school, Dylan. Bye.
All right.
Bye. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere, and we'll come back and tell you all about your prize. Katie, you
did
it again.
That was a fun one.